For 2 days, Bob Noy sat in his truck.
I got there yesterday about 10 o'clock. Load of candy. Load of Hershey going to South Korea.
That's 33,000 pounds of chocolate in the back of his truck.
They just called today, said take them back to Hershey.
The reason these Pennsylvania-made chocolates did not leave for South Korea on Wednesday is because of a longshoreman strike.
All in the spirit of unity.
The strike by those who load and unload the ships ended late Wednesday afternoon. But for 2 days, all cargo traffic at the Port of New York and New Jersey, the largest port on the East Coast, was shut down. This longshoreman, who would only give his first name, Bill, says he was striking over the hiring of non-union workers, which he says puts his job at risk.
Well, our jobs, our livelihood, our homes, security for our families. You have a guy pulling a major cargo out of an ILA facility to a non-union facility for what is basically working poor wages.
A judge has ordered the longshoreman back to work after a lawsuit by the New York Shipping Association. As for Bob Noyes, the man with a truckload of chocolates, he had already left by the time the strike ended.
They don't want to work, somebody else will. That's what it amounts to.
He says Hershey was finding another route for the candy.
They'll go somewhere. Get them headed over there. Might go to Baltimore, might go to Norfolk. They're going to send them somewhere.
The New York Shipping Association says longshoremen will work through the weekend to clear the backlog, and labor talks are scheduled for next week. Ted Chaffrey, The Associated Press, Port Newark, New Jersey.